Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Let's temper our enthusiasm over the 2014 Carolina football season. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Despite the rain that forced Meet the Heels inside to the Blue Zone Saturday, an exuberant crowd of several hundred UNC football fans came out to get autographs from the players and head coach Larry Fedora. But besides the names and numbers we know, from Marquise Williams to Ryan Switzer to Quinshard Davis to Norquitas Otis, who were the rest of these guys? Yes, the Tar Heels have some outstanding skill players who will likely score lots of points again this season. But the fact that only 8 seniors will be on the active roster in 2014 is no small cause for concern. The NCAA probation may be over, but the collateral damage is still in effect, not only a stained reputation, but experience and depth on the roster. Fedora, by all accounts, is doing a fabulous job selling the UNC program to prospects and trying to get young players ready ASAP. Last week, he signed 3 high school stars to scholarships who will enroll in January and participate in spring practice. That will accelerate their readiness for the 2015 season. But this fall, Carolina is almost completely untested in the interior offensive and defensive lines, a direct result of the loss of 15 scholarships, 5 per year during the probational period, which penalizes a program for much longer than 3 seasons. While Fedora can now sign a full class of 25 recruits moving forward, it will take most of those signees a year or two to become regular contributors on game day, so it's really more than a 3-year probation. Hopefully Carolina can grow up in a hurry on the offensive line, getting some talented but green kids ready over the next 4 weeks before the August 30 opener against Liberty. And Fedora's spread offense will help that more than if he had a ground-em, pound-em attack behind an inexperienced front line. The defense remains a concern, as it was for the first half of last season, and now having to replace starters like Kareem Martin and Tim Jackson. Early defeats the last 2 years to Georgia Tech and East Carolina, which scored more than 100 total points on the Heels in Keenan Stadium, cannot happen again if UNC is to pick up where it left off with 7 wins out of its last 8 games. It will still be a year or two before Carolina football has a full complement of experienced players and can make a serious run at the ACC championship. This is Archansky. See you.